This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Belinda from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 28th of July, and the time is 6 a.m. in New York. Equities generally showed mixed performance today, with Europe slightly up, U.S. markets little changed at the latest close, and parts of Asia weaker. The S&P 500 was unchanged, while the NASDAQ was down 30 bips. The Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI are up by the same amount. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 fell 4%, while the Shanghai Composite was down 1.2%. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.137 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.82 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield is 4.61%, down 3 bips. Brent crude is trading at $86 a barrel, down 2.4%, while gold is at $4,050 an ounce, down 0.7%. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Belinda. So what's the latest on semiconductor stocks after Monday's move?
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, semiconductor stocks fell on Monday as investors grew increasingly concerned about financing risk tied to AI infrastructure spending and intensifying competition from China. Uncertainty over the durability of CapEx and cloud growth ahead of a slew of U.S. hyperscaler earnings this week has also kept markets on edge. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index slid 2.2%, underperforming the S&P 500 0.02% gain.
And how notable has that relative underperformance been?
Well, it has been notable, especially after the semiconductor industry's strong run in the second quarter of this year. Over the past month, the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index has fallen 12.5%, while the financial, healthcare, and industrial sectors have all posted gains.
So how are you thinking about semis in the context of broader equity exposure?
We maintain a constructive outlook on semis amid robust AI demand, but we believe the recent divergence in sector performance is in line with our view that there are more ways to participate in potential market gains than through a narrow set of AI-linked stocks. In fact, we see opportunities across sectors and regions.
What are U.S. earnings telling you about the potential for the rally to broaden beyond tech?
So results from the second quarter earnings season have been strong so far, with 4 out of 5 companies beating earnings per share estimates. Management teams have also pointed to continued resilience in corporate profits. Banks delivered solid net interest income and loan growth amid robust capital markets activity, while credit card companies reported healthy consumer spending and improving delinquency rates. Travel companies also reported robust demand, while GE Vernova's results were consistent with continued strength in electrification demand. We believe the risk is that results surpass our estimate of 28% year-over-year growth in S&P 500 earnings per share for the second quarter, if companies continue to post solid earnings at this pace, and strength in earnings across sectors should support a broader rally.
And what's happening across Asian markets as some earlier laggards regain momentum?
Yeah, Asian market leadership is expanding. Regional underperformers in the first half of this year, including Southeast Asia, China, and India, have all outperformed tech-heavy North Asian markets since the start of July. And while the AI hardware supply chain in the region should continue to be a key driver, we believe this broadening of performance can be sustained amid resilient economic growth and improving earnings momentum. For example, India's cyclical recovery is being reinforced by structural growth drivers beyond AI, while the value-up movement remains an important catalyst for select Southeast Asian markets like Singapore. In China, we expect internet earnings to stabilize, and we see opportunities in cyclical sectors including financials, industrials, and select consumer discretionary companies, as well as healthcare.
Right, and what's your read on the Eurozone activity data and the earnings outlook there?
Well, July's flash PMI readings for the Eurozone showed the first expansion in business activity in 4 months, supported by a renewed expansion in services and the fastest increase in manufacturing output since March 2022. Details from the survey also showed that new orders rose at the fastest pace since April 2023, and employment increased for the first time this year. While tensions in the Middle East remain a risk, we think the Eurozone is well positioned to benefit from a bottoming of the industrial cycle and from structural investments across AI, electrification, defense, and energy security. We anticipate a meaningful earnings cycle that will exceed current market expectations, forecasting around 25% earnings growth over 2026 and 2027.
And where does that leave investors from a portfolio perspective?
That's right. The broader message is diversification. We continue to favor a diversified approach to stock investing and believe investors can benefit from a wider range of opportunities and growth drivers by broadening exposure across sectors and regions.
Great. Thanks, Belinda. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Asia's sell-off on tech worries. Asian shares fell across the board on Tuesday, following the declines in chipmakers on Wall Street at the start of the week amid concerns over AI spending. Nvidia is reportedly in talks to provide up to $250 billion in backing for computing power at a U.S. data center project, while a BlackRock-arranged special-purpose vehicle has raised $12.5 billion of debt to fund Meta's data center project in Texas. Separately, a Chinese state-backed company has reportedly started to manufacture immersion deep ultraviolet lithography machines, equipment essential to AI chipmaking. South Korea's KOSPI index fell 10.8%, Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 4%, and Taiwan's equity benchmark index shed 4.7%. Our view, without commenting on single securities, we note that investors have been cautious ahead of U.S. hyperscaler earnings this week. It is worth remembering that AI financing concerns are not new for the largest U.S. tech companies, and fears of fiercer Chinese competition depend on scaling semi-cap equipment production commercially, which may take longer than expected. Overall, hyperscalers' CapEx trajectory and cloud revenue growth remain key in the next phase of the AI growth story, in our view. We think investors will be best served by a diversified, barbell approach to their AI exposure, including exposure to less owned, more defensive areas of tech, such as smartphone makers, payment networks, and data center REITs. Investors should also maintain broad equity allocations across sectors and markets. Looking ahead to the 29th of July, investors will be watching Australia's June inflation data, the Fed interest rate decision, and earnings from Microsoft and Meta. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.